flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be at Chickies and Pete's, so would love to see you there as we get you ready for the game as well. Joining us shortly will be Marcus Allen. Thank you to Shil Kapadia of The Ringer for joining us here, and Craig Carton, who is the thing that you can count on with Craig. Craig is 100% of the time.
He's going to start something.
Yeah, you know exactly. I was like, oh, here we go. Nobody listened to me. Blah, 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 blah. I knew we were getting that. And his story is quite a wild one as well. It's been interesting, you know, just as sort of your eyes on the ground here, to watch Radio Row day to day to day. The first day, it's just a bunch of tables and radio guys. But as you get to a day like this, it really is, and Ike said it earlier today, it really is insane to see the number of Hall of Fame level players, great players, even just normal famous people sort of walking around here. It's it can be, like, distracting. you know what I mean?
Well, wait till, I mean, you may see, we might wind up saying something a little bit later today, but even tomorrow, Friday, is probably the worst. I mean, not worst, I should say, but when you'll get non-athletes coming through here, the celebrities coming through here.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, this is that was the one cool thing about being in Minneapolis when we were in that whole thing, is getting a chance to see a lot of those guys.
And joining us now is Marcus Allen.
Flip
around.
There you go. Big dog.
There it is.
He's there.
The great Marcus Allen joining us now. Hey, we appreciate your time, man.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Marcus is here with the Emory College of Arts and Sciences, who are doing a lot of work in CTE research and brain health and those sorts of things, which with football is always a story. It was such a huge story when the concussion stuff happened. And now it sort of feels like it's not top of the line in the press all the time, but for people like you and players and former players, it's always really, really important.
Very important. Still something that not only impacts sports, but soldiers as well.
Yes.
Emory's a leader in neuroscience, pharmacology, sports science, and they're doing a fantastic job. There are therapeutics and trials that help reduce the swelling short-term and long-term, I think, that they're working on. Very, very promising. One of the things that's, you know, it's disheartening is, seeing former teammates. You know, you notice the years go by, there may be a change. Anytime that we can promote brain health and CTE and concussions and, you know, we find solutions to improve those things, it's just really important.
Well, and the brain is, of all the body parts, the brain's the least understood one, you know, as far as science goes. And CTE, I think, they can't even can they even diagnose that while you're alive? It's really just by the symptoms, right?
This lady right here,
yep.
Christina,
yep.
Dr. Christina, she is like the Barry Sanders of doctors, dude. I mean, she has all the answers.
Yep.
She's close, again, working on therapeutics that are in the trials right now that are going to do some amazing things and stuff. And so, I don't know about the, diagnosis
and things of
that nature and stuff. I'm just trying to bring awareness to the importance of, because, I mean, it's a very violent game, a very dangerous game and stuff. And when I came along, obviously, the signs of a concussion were, how many fingers you got up, what year it is, and now at least they take your helmet away, So they are making strides in the right directions. Obviously, the helmets have improved and stuff like that. I remember when they first started, it was just all leather, and then they went to suspension, and then they had the cushions in there, and then I don't know what it is now, but...
Yeah.
This have this whole big protective shield, so they realize that a lot of guys are being impacted. The signs may not be right away, but later on, and so we're trying to do everything we can to look out for our fellow and former players.
Marcus Allen with us. It must be cool for you to see sort of the rebirth this year of the glory of the running back. For the last 10 years. That everybody talks about how you can find them, and it just seems like the explosion this year with so many players having great years.
I never got sucked into that.
Oh, really?
No. I think what we get distracted, guys, by the wrong thing. I think what we've noticed is that not every team has a Lamar Jackson and a Jalen Hurts that is an actual dual threat quarterback.
Right.
They got a lot of guys running that same system with a quarterback that's one-dimensional.
Right.
So why would you respect the quarterback to ever run the ball?
Right.
You got running backs who are getting tackled in the backfield all the time. But if you got Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts, in addition to the running backs they had, dude, if you're a defensive end, you're frozen.
Right.
You're frozen. You don't know what to do. I think he should run the ball right away. I think he should fake it and just keep it. Just set the tone.
Jalen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just set the tone. It's like, okay, I know you guys are going to stop him, but I'm going to run around the corner. As soon as you run around the corner, you're going to like, oh.
Changes the game.
Then they're going to hand it off. Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think about Saquon's year this year?
An amazing year. I was actually, I know my boy Eric Dickerson, who's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
He's not going to like it, but
I thought he should have
went after the record.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah.
And I said it before. It's like, dude, it's your high school. Dude, it's your coach. It's your lineman. It's the city. It's like, and everybody's going to talk about the amount of games and stuff like that. I mean, it's just – when you get an opportunity like that, because they don't come around very often. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd like to have break the record, but I'm not one that thinks about injury. I don't think about injury.
Right.
You can never think about that. You know what I mean?
So try to explain that to them.
You gotta play the game, dude. And he would have had it by the first quarter.
And then
go sit down.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's exactly why
I asked him.
But you know what? That's something, dude. That's for your dad. That's for your mom. That's for the name in the back of the jersey, dude. Yeah. That's like, you know what I mean?
That's a big one.
But at the same time, I mean, I've always lived his humility. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like he's. He's a good dude. I met him this offseason and talked to him, when he was going through his contract negotiations and stuff like that. And he was just as genuine and real as it got. Didn't come across cocky or anything like that. It was just a great guy. So to see him have that success and then to see him the way, to me, he runs down the field when his fellow running back gets his first touchdown, says a lot about who he is and stuff like that. So it's like, I wouldn't say most guys, but there's some guys who would just sit on the bench and be thrilled with their own success and not the guys who are in the room with them too. And
he's great. He's great at that stuff.
I still remember as a kid, Marcus, it's not to age you, but I remember as a kid.
Well, you just did, by the way.
Super Bowl night.
All right.
You guys versus Washington.
Hey, you know what? I remember watching you, man, right? I fell off my big wheel when you were playing.
Well, he ages us sometimes. So it's like this cycle of life.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm saying as a kid, right, that run you had in the Super Bowl, I believe it was Super Bowl 18.
Yes,
Super Bowl 18. It's still
very very subtle.
One of the more iconic runs.
Very subtle drop. Okay.
No. I just want to be accurate with what I'm saying. It's one of the more iconic runs in Super Bowl history.
Thanks.
You reversing field, going back 74 yards.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hit it.
You know what? I'm not supposed to remember that, but yes.
See, there you go. 74 yards, man.
No,
winning that championship and having that run in the game.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's one of the more iconic runs of Super Bowl history. You ever think back to that game that night?
Oh, it's every Super Bowl. They highlight it. They highlight the great plays of the Super Bowl, and then obviously being a Super Bowl MVP is another thing that they sort of promote during Super Bowl time and stuff. Listen here, all I could say was I was on a roll. The first game against the Steelers, I think I scored 2 touchdowns. I gained 121. Then the next game against, scored a touchdown against the Seahawks and gained 154. And then that game, just 191. And I was just, I used the word several times, metaphysical. It's hard to explain, right?
Yeah.
I was in such a space, right, that I remember, and you would think that if you fumble the ball in the Super Bowl, it's like freaking panic time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I remember fumbling the ball, I think, on a third play. I think not the third play, maybe the third time that I touched it, I should say. And I'm not quite sure about that, but it was one of the earlier times that I touched it. And I remember the ball just rolling away in slow motion. I even saw the name Roselle on it, right? And my fullback jumped on it. And I just walked back to the huddle like it was like...
Didn't bother me at all.
Really?
No, I swear to you, it did not bother me.
That's crazy.
I walked back to the huddle like it was like it never happened.
Yeah, you were in a zone.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was. Yeah, and it was. It was just interesting the way things happen and stuff, man. I just felt like I had eyes in the back of my head and stuff, and I just was aware of everybody in the stadium and knew where everybody in the field was and stuff. So, yeah.
Marcus Allen is with us now. 145 touchdowns, probably the greatest short yardage back in NFL history.
Oh man, the goal line was his.
Now, we've never asked a running back this. I wanted to ask you about it. We've had I don't know the number, but Saquon has been stopped at the one on a long run, like a huge number of times this year. And the Eagles run this play, and now the Bills run it, the tush push play.
Yeah.
As a running back, when you see the opportunity there for a running back that is now given to the quarterback with that play. Do you ever look at that play and wince and say,
"Oh, I listen here. There are. I felt bad at times for Todd Christensen, who was our tight end.
Yeah.
Right.
And Todd wasn't the fastest guy. Sometimes he'd catch the ball and get caught at the 1 yard line or something like that.
Yeah.
And instead of obviously throwing Todd the ball and stuff, they would hand it to me.
Yeah.
And he would say, you know, congratulations. And I would say, that was my 98th. So, no, it's like, dude, I mean, yeah, you always want to get a guy, you know, the ball to the guy that gets it down there and
yeah.
stuff, man.
Yep.
You know, one of my more disappointing games of all time to watch was when, and I love the Fridge, but the fact that Walter Payton never got a touchdown.
That was here. That was in New Orleans.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. It was, right.
Yeah.
And that he didn't score. And to me, it's like with everything that Walter has done and meant to Chicago, and for him not to get that opportunity was an abject failure to me. So yeah,
that bothered me.
Well, in that case, it's a little different. I mean, hey, it's a play that's effective, you know, and I think Saquon doesn't care about touchdowns and stuff. I think he really doesn't. But in Walter's case, it was much larger.
Yeah.
It was Walter Payton who was maybe the standard at the game.
Yeah.
Not only on the field, but he's also the man of the year. I mean, he was much kind of larger than the game.
It was a sensation. It was like the Shaq of football.
Yeah. Walter Payton, man of the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and for that, you know, so... So there's sometimes there's things that we should do that we always don't do. You know, sometimes we get caught up in the game, and you know, I know we're just trying to win the game, but I think there's a way to win the game too. That a certain guy's done certain things that you should reward him. But in that case, Saquon doesn't care about this stuff.
Well, Marcus Allen with us. We have a very confident city going into this game in Philadelphia. How do you look at this game?
Come on, dude.
I'm very confident.
Come on.
What do you think about the game on Sunday?
Do I look like Captain Obvious, dude? Listen here. This is the Eagles have maybe one of the best rosters in all of football.
Yes, sir.
Offense, defense, everything.
Right? Yep.
But there are four times, I got to tell you, or at least five times, I thought the Chiefs were going to lose. They find a way to win. And I got to tell you this. I was wrong. I thought the Eagles were going to beat them last Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yes. I thought they were. And you know what? They didn't. So, you're going to have to beat these guys. They're not going to give you anything. All right? And they got one of the best coaches ever in the history of the game, you know, that has done a phenomenal job. Andy Reid's done a phenomenal job. All right, guys.
Yep.
So, you know what? We as fans, we want to, you know, we're intelligent people, you know, that have opinions. But the reality is, it's like, I mean, I don't know who stayed up late last night, who's nervous, who's
right.
I don't know who broke curfew. I don't know any of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
if that's the case, you know.
Yeah.
We're just making these educated guesses and stuff. But something about the Chiefs, dude, you're going to have to beat them because they're not going to give it to you. Patrick just seems to make plays all the time.
Yep. Yeah, he's terrifying.
And so you're going to have to lean. You're going to have to lean on that. Hopefully it's a great game, that's all.
Well, that's fair. He picked the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm saying that the Chiefs are the defending champions.
Yep. Two times.
Not unless.
Yeah.
And again, remember, I picked the Eagles last time, and they didn't. I was like, dude, I thought they were going to dominate.
Yeah.
And after I think there was one, you know, a mishap, then it just
went. One fumble, yeah.
Yeah, then it just went the other way. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. Listen here, man, I'm a big, big. And I like Jalen, too. I got a chance to meet Jalen at the Heisman Trophy winner ceremony. He's got a chance, you know, talk to his parents and stuff like that and spend a little time with him. Love him. Love everything about him. You know, I think you guys got a great tight end. I think you guys got another Heisman Trophy winner, Smith, over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Brown, you guys got a roster. But you know what? You got to go and win it. You got to go win.
That's true.
Yeah, you got to take it, dude. Free lunch costs $1.99.
Yeah.
Like you know what that means? Nothing's free.
Nothing's free.
I was going to say, yeah. Like that, Jack? Yeah. Free lunch costs $1.99.
Yeah.
I like that one. Yes.
Well, man, thank you for the work you're doing.
Meaning there's nothing free in
nothing
this world.
Free.
You got to go take it, dude.
Good work on all the advocacy for brain health.
And appreciate you guys allowing us to come on and promote that.
Thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
There he is. Thank you.
The great Marcus Allen. Marcus Hayes does not join us next. Mike Mayock joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.